Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is a memorial of St. Therese of the Child Jesus, and from Jamaica, we hear from Father Clifton Harris, a pastor in Kingston, with a preaching called Tolerance and Gentleness.
Reading from the Gospel according to Luke. When the days for Jesus to be taken up were fulfilled, he resolutely determined to journey to Jerusalem, and he sent messengers ahead of him. On the way, they entered a Samaritan village to prepare for his reception there, but they would not welcome him because the destination of his journey was Jerusalem. When the disciples, James and John, saw this, they asked, "Lord, do you want us to call down fire from heaven to consume them?" Jesus turned and rebuked them, and they journeyed to another village. In today's gospel, as Jesus resolutely set off for Jerusalem, he sent messengers ahead of him to prepare for his reception there. The Samaritan villagers refused to welcome Jesus and his disciples into their village. And this reaction is understandable, I would say, since Jews and Samaritans had a sort of a tense relationship between themselves. James and John perceiving that Jesus was being dissed by the Samaritan, stepped up and asked the question, "Lord, do you want us to call down fire from heaven to consume them?" They meant business here. These sounds like some serious disciples. Showering fire on these Samaritans for dissing Jesus. What a response. What a way to deal with things when you are being dissed. What a way of responding to people when they are not welcoming. Funny enough, I see this played out many a times in the communities which I serve as a pastor. I read about this sort of response in the newspapers. Slash and burn. I hear of it on the news too many times to know that something is wrong with this type of response. Something sounds a little bit unchristian in this response to call on fire on persons when they diss you. It also mirrors the tragic realities of conflict and the ongoing struggle between the Israelis and the Palestine today in the Middle East, where literal fire rains down from the sky, latest through pagers and walkie-talkies, taking countless of life. Yeah, this maybe a week or two ago. It draws a parallel between the ongoing gang turf wars going on in parts of City Kingston and across communities in rural Jamaica and certainly other parts of the world too, where people are often divided by their own interests and being led by misguided zeal, restoring to violence to resolve conflicts. I really believe there must be a better way. There has to be a better way of resolving our conflicts. Calling down fire upon people. Fire on this. Fire upon that. Burn this. Burn that. Does not help. In fact, it only escalates things. But I lose no hope. Yes. There's a better way. Jesus in this gospel teaches a different path. hatred and violence do not solve our problems. Envy, anger, and bitterness can only tear us apart. It can only tear apart relationships with families, communities, and even our church. As in this past Sunday's gospel, I do believe Jesus is calling us to be more tolerant in the face of opposition. Yes, we have to be tolerant. Yes, we must remember that gentleness is not a sign of weakness, but rather a reflection of true spiritual maturity and strength. Ironically, today we celebrate the Feast of St. Teresa of the Child Jesus. And she is one of the most popular saints in history. I hold her dear to my heart. She is a patron saint of my home parish in Vineyard Town, Jamaica. Therese, called to monastic life as a teenager, she responded to God's paternal care with simple acts of charity. Is this another way of dealing with rejection? Is this a response to our gospel today? Her little way? After all, aren't we all called to love? Love thy neighbor. Therese wrote, "The only way I can prove my love is by scattering flowers. And these flowers are very little sacrifice. Every glance and word, and the doing of the least actions for love." Yes, the life of St. Teresa of the Child Jesus illustrates the little way, which encourages us to approach God with childlike simplicity and to foster a loving father-child relationship with Him. Teresa lived a brief life, they say, roughly 24 years, but she succeeded in becoming one of the greatest and most popular saints in the church, a doctor of the church too, by becoming one of the least in life. So let us scatter acts of love. Let us shower roses of love, not fire. Let us walk away. Let us de-escalate things, but do it out of love. Amen.